There's a new study out that's going to tell you what you already know about your dogs if you are a dog lover and a dog owner. So Alicia's my wife. She's been here filling in this week while Anna's on vacation. We love our dogs. We are helicopter dog parents.
For sure.
We go over the top with them. They get all the gifts. We do the birthday parties. We care about their feelings. We recognize anything that's out of place on their hair or skin or anything like that. They are spoiled puppies.
Yeah, the most spoiled puppies.
So one of the hardest things that we deal with when Alicia actually comes to help me out at work, you know, this isn't our typical schedule. It knocks the boys off of their regular structure. We leave at the same time. That's, you know, kind of heartbreaking for them.
Oh, especially in the dark. It's very confusing for them. They don't get their morning walk. I almost spelled it because I didn't want them to hear me. They don't get their morning walk. They don't eat breakfast at the same time. Everything is different and I'm gone for much longer. Like normally they have a full routine. I'd leave later. The sun is at least up. I'm pretty sure that they cried tears when I came home yesterday.
Well, scientists say that that's a real thing. But to be clear, by the way, we don't leave our dogs in the dark. She's just leaving before the sun is up.
Oh, right. Right. No, they have a television on and everything.
This is what it sounds like when Alicia or I come home. It's like they're singing to each other. Scientists have now said, and just confirmed this with a study here, that dogs' eyes actually well up with tears of joy when they're reunited with their owners. It's not for everybody. So we've had a couple people that have gone in and had to let the dogs out during the day. And they certainly seem thankful to be able to have the ability to go outside and go to the bathroom. But they're not crying for these people. The study said that they took 18 different dogs and measured how watery their eyes were before and after they saw their owners. Owners had to be away for a full 7 hours. As soon as those dogs were reunited with their owners, their oxytocin levels jumped by great numbers and their tear production increased by 10%. If you didn't know it, yeah, your dogs make tears too. They don't just, you know, cry running down the face, but the eyes will well up. It's, you know, to clear debris and stuff like that, or apparently show love.
Oh, I believe it. You can hear it in the howls. Come on.
The love hormone oxytocin is, again, something that's measurable both in animals and in humans. So it's for sure your dog missed you a whole lot and they're crying tears of joy when reunited. I mean, some of them sound more agreeable than others.